Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Lumen Christi Titans against the Stockbridge Panthers in the regional semifinals at Ithaca High School. I'm Connor Offrey. I'll be your host for all the action this evening on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Thanks for joining me tonight as we are just about to get warmed up between Lumen Christi and Stockbridge. They still got about 50 seconds left of our first regional semifinal this evening between Ovid Elsey and Chesaning. Currently, Ovid Elsey with a 40-32 lead over Ovid Elsey. Of course, the winner of this game will be taking on the winner of Stockbridge and Lumen Christi. As we get underway here in our pregame show here on WKHM, Lumen Christi Titans dominant this season, 21-3 overall, the fourth-ranked team in Division III, according to Max Preps. And then the Stockbridge Panthers, they're having a strong season as well, 20-4 overall. They're the 18th-ranked team in Division III on Max Preps. As now we got 45 seconds left. Now 41-34 in favor of Ovid Elsey and Chesaning. Of course, they're getting underway with the free throw game. So before we continue the pregame show, we're going to step aside for a couple of minutes, and then we're going to talk a little bit more in depth for our main matchup this evening on these airwaves, Lumen Christi and Stockbridge. That's going to come up in 3 minutes. You've got high school boys playoff basketball here on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. Skylar Harris here, your local realtor with the Brokerage House. Spring is just around the corner, and I'm beyond excited for the spring market to kick into full gear. Ready to make your next move your best move? Let me put my expertise to work for you. Whether it's getting top dollar when you sell or negotiating the best deal on your dream home, give me, Skylar Harris, a call to make your next move the right one. The Brokerage House, downtown Jackson at 100 South Jackson Street, Suite 102, or check me out at soldbysky.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company. Inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We are live from Ithaca High School for tonight's regional basketball coverage here between the Lumen Christie Titans and the Stockbridge Panthers. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. As we continue our pregame show, 7 seconds left in our first game this evening, the regional semifinal matchup between Ovid Elsie and Chesaning. And Ovid Elsie well on their way to winning this one. They're currently inbounding with 7 seconds left, 44-37 there up. So basically got this one clinched as they're just trying to inbound it. They don't inbound it cleanly. Chesaning gets a quick score, and the final seconds will just tip off. So that'll do it. Official final score, Ovid Elsie 44 and Chesaning 39. So they're the first team in this regional to advance to the regional championship, which, of course, that is who either Lumen Christie or Stockbridge will be taking on, whoever wins this second game this evening, which we are now going to get underway with our coverage here as Lumen Christie. Going to talk about them for a little bit. 21-3 overall in the season, ranked fourth in Michigan Division III. Just had a very, very strong season. Had a very tough schedule all year in the tough Catholic League. And as a result, that really just gave them that hardened mindset, just playing very tough basketball night in, night out, most of their games against very, very tough teams. So they've got that discipline in their schedule. You know, some of these other teams, they, you know, you get some of these teams out there that play just pretty bad teams out there, game in and game out, and, you know, maybe two or three games on their schedule are true tests before they get to the postseason, whether it comes to the district tournament or beyond that in the regional tournament. But not Lumen Christie. Lumen Christie, they've definitely had a lot of great matchups under their belt this season in that Catholic League. And on top of that, they were able to come out victorious in one of the toughest districts in Division III after a double overtime thriller against the red-hot Hanover Horton team. Team very deep, has great team-oriented offense that can give any defense fits, and they'll need everything they have in order to get through a tough regional featuring three other top 25 ranked teams in Division III. Of course, one of them going down in Chesaning. So it'll be Ovid Elsie, who is, again, all three of these teams, I should say, still alive in this region, are all top 20 ranked teams. And Lumen Christie trying to break through to make their second great eight in a row. Of course, last year falling to Riverview Gabriel Richard. And that is likely, if you look ahead in the brackets, that is likely who is going to be facing the winner of this regional tournament in the state quarterfinals. So, of course, that's looking way too far ahead. As, again, very thrilling win for the Lumen Christie Titans in their last game against Hanover Horton on Friday in the district championship. We're going to talk a little bit more about that one coming up in 3 minutes as we continue the regional pregame show between Stockbridge and Lumen Christie right here on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest.
On Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson. 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Looks like the warm-up's just about to take place here at Ithaca High School, site of tonight's boys basketball regional tournament between Lumen Christi and Stockbridge. Again, the game just ended before us. Ovid Elzey taking down Chesaning 44-39. And it actually took quite a bit of time to finally get the warm-ups going. They actually finally started the clock. 17 minutes, if you were wondering, until tip-off between these two teams as they had like a massive amount of people trying to shuffle out of the gym that were here to watch the first game. Packed house, by the way, for that first game. Very loud when I showed up. And so you had a mass of people leaving, and then you also had another mass of people trying to come in and trying to get into a seat to watch this second game. And, you know, that's what it's like sometimes in these regional tournaments. A ton of people trying to come out and support their schools, support their teams, support their kids, of course. So looks like both teams are now fully warming up. So we are now going to continue our pregame show here on WKHM. And we talked a little bit about the Titans from Lumen Christi, about the season they've had. Just overall very well-rounded. Just very tough to beat this team. And, of course, Hanover Horton made a good run of it on Friday. Double overtime. District championship. with Lumen Christi, but it was Lumen Christi coming out on top 69-66. And that was just a thriller back and forth, especially down the stretch. Lumen was in control until a flurry of Hanover Horton three-pointers forced overtime. And then Lumen looked like they were gaining control there in the first overtime. They led by five with 45 seconds left before a Hanover Horton three, steal, and then pair of free throws just like that tied the game. And then neither team was able to score from there. That ended up forcing double overtime, where then it was the opposite. Hanover Horton actually initially taking control in that second overtime. And Lumen Christi then able to get some steals. A couple bad turnovers as well by Hanover Horton. They led by five with 90 seconds left, and then Hanover Horton just getting a little sloppy. And Lumen, that is not a team that you can really make those mistakes against. And they experienced why there. Lumen able to storm back with some of those steals. Ashton Cowan, his three-pointer, able to give the Titans a two-point lead with about 14 seconds left. And then Hanover Horton not able to score. They tried to get a three quickly on the other end. They fouled. Ashton Cowan made one of two free throws, which, of course, gave the Titans a three-point lead. And then Hanover Horton had to go for a bit of a half-court heave at the buzzer to try to send it to triple overtime, but it just wasn't in the cards. So Lumen Christi, again, down five with 90 seconds left, able to still just muscle that one out against a very, very good Hanover Horton team. That was a team that was playing absolutely red hot in the recent weeks, and as evident, they were able to take down a very good Grass Lake team, who I don't think anybody saw that coming a few weeks ago, seeing Grass Lake go down in their first district game, the district semifinals. They got a first-round bye, but that just shows the level that Hanover Horton was playing at. And again, they were able to really push Lumen Christi to the brink, but Lumen Christi, that just shows that how well-rounded they are and, most importantly, how well-coached they are in order to pull that one out and advance to their second consecutive regional tournament. And on the other side of the hardwood, it'll be the Stockbridge Panthers, which we'll talk a little bit more about in just a minute. The pregame show from the regional tournament continues in 3 minutes. You've got boys regional basketball right here on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Good morning, Jackson. Skylar Harris here, your local realtor with the Brokerage House. Spring is just around the corner, and I'm beyond excited for the spring market to kick into full gear. Ready to make your next move your best move? Let me put my expertise to work for you. Whether it's getting top dollar when you sell or negotiating the best deal on your dream home, give me, Skylar Harris, a call to make your next move the right one. The Brokerage House, downtown Jackson at 100 South Jackson Street, Suite 102, or check me out at soldbysky.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Is
your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back at Ithaca High School for live coverage of tonight's regional semifinal action for our boys' high school basketball. Lumen Christi taking on Stockbridge. Tip-off is about 9.5 minutes away. Again, at the previous game between Ovid Elzey and Chesaning going a little bit long, and then they did not start the pregame, the warm-ups for both teams for about close to 10 minutes as they had to shuffle a lot of people in and out of the gym, and that included a lot of people actually walking onto the court. So obviously that would be unfair. That would take away pretty much one team's full warm-up. So neither team warmed up. They pretty much sat to the side as they were shuffling people in and out of this gym. So, of course, both teams fully underway in their warm-ups. As we chatted about the Lumen Christi Titans, now time to chat about the Stockbridge Panthers. In a very strong regular season, 20-4 overall, ranked 18th in Michigan Division III on Max Preps. Just a great season so far. Very senior-heavy for Stockbridge. They blew through their district competition with basically ease. Just blowouts, a pair of blowouts for them. Able to easily make it through. Capped off with a 56-18 win over Springport in the district championship. And that came after a 75-26 domination over the district host Dansville in the semifinals following a first-round bye. Lumen Christi, however, able to hand Stockbridge one of their four losses on the season. That was 69-59, all the way back on December 20th. So both these teams, a lot of time to grow since then. We've seen that in the past where, you know, one team able to even convincingly get a win, you know, December, maybe early January, and then all of a sudden here in the postseason is a completely different story. So you almost have to disregard that first matchup between these two teams because it was so long ago. It feels like December is like a completely different season to where these teams are right now. Other three losses for Stockbridge coming to Springport, whom they dominated in the district championship. So that should pretty much, before I move on, that should actually explain the growth that this team has had. They lost to Springport earlier in the season and then able to blow them out by nearly 40 points in the district championship. So that should show you the growth that this Stockbridge team has had. Other two losses, Onsted, a very good Division II team, and Ovid Elzey, who actually just beat Chesaning in the other regional semifinal game here at Ithaca. So most of the wins for Stockbridge against bad or mediocre teams, of course, their best wins this season against a solid Division III team, Union City. And also a great Division IV Concord team who is still alive in the regional tournament themselves. Best season so far this year for Stockbridge since 2016. That year they went 18-6, lost to Williamston in the regional championship. So again, already a two-win improvement over that season, and they're one game shy of that year in terms of how far they made it in the postseason. They've also improved over the last two seasons, both losing in the district tournament, so they've already made it further than they have in the last 2 years. And I mentioned, very senior-heavy team for the Stockbridge Panthers, revolving around Shannon Henderson, Brock Rochow, and Foster Pybus. all averaging double-digit points. And courtesy of Max Preps, they actually do have their full season stats online for at least 22 of their 24 games. Henderson, 16 points per game, 8.5 rebounds per game, 4.5 blocks per game with just shy of 2 steals per game. So it just shows you the big-time presence that Henderson brings on both sides of the floor. Also, Rochow, over 13 points, 8.6 rebounds per game, 1.5 steals per game, and just shy of 3 assists per game. Good playmaking and defense there for Rochow. And then Pybus, the other one averaging double digits, 12 points per game, 5 rebounds per game. Also, just over a steal per game, half a block per game. Those are the three main guys, again, all seniors. Really, their 5 leading scorers are all seniors. So Stockbridge, they know that urgency, that this is the year that they got to make a deep run, because this is going to be a drastically different looking team next year. The next 2 leading scorers in Jacob Dalton, 9 points a game, 6 assists per game, their main playmaker. And then also Zach Rogozinski, 6 points per game and 5 rebounds per game. Again, those are their 5 leading scorers, all of them seniors. So Stockbridge, again, they're trying to put it together. They're trying to have a deep run this season. And they got a tough task ahead of them. Not only that, but 2 tough tasks ahead of them if they're able to come out on top in this one against Lumen Christi. They've got an Obed Elsie team ahead of them, which, as I mentioned, handed them one of their 4 losses this season. Both of these teams that they'll be facing here have given them one of their losses each. So Stockbridge, again, we've seen just that improvement that they had, that big win earlier against Springport after losing to them earlier in the season. And, I mean, come on. It's the playoffs. Basically every team in the regional tournament at this level is going to be good in some way, shape, or form. I mean, some regions, some districts, you might have some weaker teams than others, but this is not one of those regions. As I mentioned, all 4 of these teams that made it to this regional tournament were all ranked in the top 20 for Division III, which is pretty impressive at this level. Of course, Lumen Christi topping them at 4th ranked overall, but you never know. You never want to be discounting that as based on records, or, oh, hey, we already beat this team this year. Again, Hannibal Horton, shoot, they were 90 seconds away from actually moving on themselves and being on this same stage. But Lumen Christi, again, able to muscle that one out. Need to be prepared for a tough, tough fight in this one against the Stockbridge Panthers. As we can talk about some of the key players on Lumen Christie's side. Of course, Amarion Clay, very athletic, very quick. He can get you those nice scores inside, nice playmaker. He can make it shoot from outside, make it rain from outside, if you will. And speaking of three-point shooting, that's pretty much the MO for this Lumen Christie team. That's what they do best. They move the ball around. They get good quality shots, and it seems like pretty much everyone 1 through 15 on this team's lineup can shoot the long ball. It's like plug and play almost. You can insert almost anybody into this lineup and they can make it work, and that's really what's been driving this team, just that depth and that just team-wide ability. They don't really have many holes on this Lumen Christi team, as you can't forget about, of course, Ashton Callen. He had a big, big district tournament. Scoring from the free throw line, scoring from the three-point line, really pacing this team offensively. He was really tough to stop for both Napoleon and Hanover Horton in that district tournament. And, of course, just other great players. Luke Trope, great shooter. Zach Trope off the bench. I mean, true sixth man, if you will, just comes in and just really able to command the action off the bench as their point guard. Cash Kalahar as well. Wes Lerner. Just a ton of great players on this Lumen Christi team, and that's how they get the job done night in and night out. That'll do it for the pregame show here on WKHM. And when we come back in 3 minutes, we will have starting lineups and tip-off for you. Finally here from Ithaca High School between the Lumen Christi Titans and the Stockbridge Panthers. That's coming up again in 3 minutes here on WKHM.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamer's Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamer's.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back here at Ithaca High School for tonight's regional basketball coverage between the Lumen Christi Titans and the Stockbridge Panthers. Connor Dockery with you as we are set to get underway in the Big Chuck's Pizza first quarter, as they're going through the starting lineups here from the gym known as the Hive. The Ithaca Yellow Jackets, of course, host their gym, at least the host of this regional tournament, as they're going through back and forth the starting lineups. They're doing the weird offset, one team and then one team, starter and then starter. So gonna wait for them to go through that here before I announced that for you here, as again, Stockbridge coming in 20-4, Lumen Christi 21-3. Very, very strong season for both these teams. And we're at a point of the year where, you know, pretty much anybody can upset anybody. So you got to throw out those rankings, throw out those records. Just doesn't really matter. You got to put that out of your way, out of your mind. Can't let that influence anything. As the starting lineups are set here for both these teams. Starting lineup first for the Stockbridge Panthers, the home team for this action this evening. We've got Noah Sandecki, Zach Rogozinski, Brock Rochow, Jacob Dalton, and Shannon Henderson. Head coach is Nate Lott. Meanwhile, starting five for the Lumen Christi Titans, we've got Amarion Clay, Timmy Crowley, Ashton Cowan, Luke Trope and Cash Callahar. Head coaches Josh Trope. Jump ball between Henderson and Callahar. Puts Henderson just towering over Callahar by about 3 inches. And Henderson wins the jump ball easily. And we're underway. Stockbridge with the first possession here in the regional tournament in this Big Chuck's Pizza first quarter. Quick pass on the left. That's going to be stolen away by Cash Callahar as the Titans going quickly from right to left on your radio dial. Moving the ball around now. Callahar has it on the right. Back outside for Luke Trope. On the right for Amarion Clay. The Titans wearing their road black uniforms with gold numbers. Meanwhile, for Stockbridge, their home white uniforms, orange numbers trimmed in black. Lumen still moving the ball around on their first possession about 30 seconds in after getting that quick steal. Now down low for Callahar, back to the corner for Trope. He's going to be double-teamed, pulls it back outside. Now at the right elbow for Crowley, double-teamed on the Stockbridge zone. Playing extended 2-3 zone. Back out tied for Trope. Now moving it to the near corner, Marion Clay, wide open three, and he got it, nothing but net for Clay. Nice ball movement. That's exactly what the Titans do. Now leading 3-0 over Stockbridge. As the Panthers now at the top of the key with Rogozinski, gets the screen on the right. Now picks up the dribble, bounce pass over for Sandecki. Gets the screen, stops. Now down low on the block for Rochow. Double teamed by Lumen. Doesn't matter. He muscles it up and in. Brock Rochow, the first bucket for the Panthers. And it's now 3-2. In favor of Lumen, about 90 seconds into this Big Chuck's Pizza first quarter here at Ithaca High School. Now on the left wing for Clay. Back to the left elbow for Crowley. Pulls it back to the right corner. Trope, three in. Couple long balls for the Titans. Getting us going here in this Big Chuck's Pizza first quarter. 6-2 now over Stockbridge. As Jacob Dalton moves the ball into the front court, he's going to be met by Clay. Moving it to the right, back outside for Dalton. Looking to get it down low for Rochow again. On the right for Zandecki. Dribbles off to the right baseline. He's cut off by Callen. And now back outside. Picks up his dribble. Gives it back to the cutting Dalton. Back into the far side corner. Deep three. That one's off the front iron by Rogozinski. Offensive rebound for Henderson. And now a deep three. Dalton. That's short. And a rebound down to Callen. Looming up the floor, leading by 4 points. 5:38 to go in the Big Chuck's Pizza first quarter. Driving through the lane, layup on the right hand, off the mark by Callen. Rebound down to Henderson. Here come the Panthers up the floor. Sandecki down low for Rochow, and he's able to score on the right hand. Rochow with four, and it's now 6-4. Lumen on top of Stockbridge with the possession once again. Near half court for Amarion Clay. Now at the free throw line for Crowley. Cut off on the low block. Kicks it back outside for Callen. Drives through after the pass fake. Now to the near corner. Clay drives through. Poked away from behind by Rogozinski, and it's stolen. Stockbridge an opportunity to tie or take the lead here. Three on the right. Rogozinski, it's up and in. Just like that, it's 7-6. Stockbridge over Lumen. Inside 5 minutes to go in this Big Chuck's Pizza first quarter. Up top for Luke Trope, gets the screen. Down low for Callahar, trapped on the low block. Moves it back out to the perimeter for Trope. Double teamed from this 2-3 zone by the Panthers. He'll now restart the offense. Callen on the left-hand side, cuts back up top for Cray. Back for Callen, takes the NBA three. That's off the heel. Now a long rebound down for Trope. Drives, kicks it back outside. Now for Callen again on the left, driving through, dish down low for Clay, can't handle the pass, and it's stolen away by Dalton. 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Clay pokes it loose in the midcourt, but it's picked up by Dalton in the backcourt. Stockbridge hanging on to the possession here. Has it on the left, harassed deep by Callen. Screen faked on the right by Rogozinski. Now one coming in by Rochow, and we're going to have a 5-second violation against the Panthers. Took too long to do something with the ball. There, Jacob Dalton just holding on to it. And Lumen going to try to take advantage on that turnover. 4 minutes ago in this Big Chuck's Pizza first quarter. Lumen trailing by one to Stockbridge. On the right for Trope. Here we go into that backcourt. Now back over for Crowley. Drives through the lane, stopped on the low block. Kicks back outside, three. Trope short. Offensive rebound down to Crowley. Has it poked away from behind, and it's stolen away again by Sandecki. We got a foul in the midcourt. Looked like on Crowley as he tried to swipe that one away after turning it over. That's his first, team's first. That's the first foul of the game, as a matter of fact, for either team. And now Stockbridge inbounding on the near sideline. Packed house here. Ithaca High School. Again, we had a ton of people in here for the first game. Ovid Elsie taking down Chesaning 44-39. And just as packed a house here for both teams. As down low, Brock Rothschild has it. Fakes to the left. Goes to the right. Hook up and in. And the foul. As we got an early and one opportunity for the Stockbridge Panthers. It's going to be called on Timmy Crowley. His second, team second. And he's going to head to the bench, replaced by Wes Learned. As Brock Rothschild off the line for our first Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw. 3:28 to go in the Big Chuck's Pizza first quarter. Free throw number one there for the team off the mark. Can't complete the and one. And it remains a 9-6 lead for the Panthers. Lumen Christie now moving the ball around the perimeter. Callen now at the free throw line for Learned. Back outside, Callen faces up. Now turns his back to the basket. And a timeout going to be called by head coach Josh Trope. Wants to talk things over with his Titans. As we're going to step aside for 30 seconds. 9-6 lead for Stockbridge. 3:13 to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Nine-six lead for Stockbridge as a quick three out of the timeout by Luke Trope is off the mark. And Stockbridge going back up the floor now, trying to build a little bit of a lead here against Lumen. We've got a foul on the right-hand side, a little bit of a bump there for Luke Trope, trying to get his hand in for the steal. Now going to get another substitution. Broden Burgess into the game, sending Amarion Clay to the bench. 2:46 to go in the Big Chuck's Pizza first quarter. Give another shout to some of our sponsors. Make it tonight's coverage possible. Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, and Grimes Plumbing. Now Stockbridge inbounds on the near sideline. Rothschild went to the top of the key now for Sandecki. Able to dribble to the top of the key. Now off to the right for Rogozinski, trying to get it down low to Rothschild. Gets it to him. Quick pass and score off the glass for Shannon Henderson, who gets his first score. 11-6 lead for Stockbridge. I mentioned Henderson just towering over everybody on this Lumen team by at least 6 to 7 inches. Now for Lumen on the right-hand side for Burgess. Picks up his dribble, and he is going to be fouled by Jacob Dalton trying to tip that pass away. That's his first, team's first. And Lumen Christie will inbound on the far sideline in front of the Stockbridge bench. A ton of people making it out here from the Panthers side. Whole student section here and everything. Ton of fans and, of course, a ton of people here for Lumen Christie as well. Bounce pass down low. Pump fake. Reverse layup. Burgess blocked away by Henderson. And he snags that rebound. He's definitely going to be a big presence down low. A big factor in this one is Lumen going to have to adjust their game plan as he takes away the inside. As we got a three-pointer straight away off the mark by Rogozinski. Long rebound goes out of bounds in the near corner. And Lumen will go the other way with it. Cash Kalahar inbounding into the backcourt for Luke Trope. Trying to get the Lumen Christie offense going. They got a couple quick three-pointers to start this one, but since then their offense has gone dry against the Stockbridge 2-3 zone. Now back around the perimeter for Luke Trope. Back outside for Cowan. Trying to get it to the elbow for Learned. Dribbles back to the top of the key, Cowan. Back outside, Learned. Now on the left wing for Luke Trope. 90 seconds left in the Big Chuck's Pizza first quarter. Trope dribbles to the top of the key. Now Stockbridge getting a hand from their crowd for this great defense, taking away basically everything from Lumen. That big factor against Shannon Henderson down low just takes away their entire inside game. as Lumen drives through, kicks back out to the perimeter, and still nothing open showing up. Driving through the lane, open shot is good by Burgess. Nice dish there from Trope. Finally able to drag Shannon Henderson away from the basket and get that score, 11-8. Stockbridge on top of Lumen. 50 seconds left in the Big Chuck's Pizza first quarter. Henderson getting it down low, loses it, and it's turned over. Nice strip away there by Luke Trope. Henderson just losing it off his foot and out of bounds as a result. As Timmy Crowley back into the game, playing now with two fouls. Wes Learn goes to the bench. And now the final 45 seconds of this Big Chuck's Pizza first quarter here at Ithaca High School, just south of Mount Pleasant. Cowan now back to Trope near half court. Lumen taking their time. Looks like they're going to work for the last shot of the quarter. They could tie it with a three. Ashton Cowan now has it on the near side. 25 seconds left. Time ticking here. Pass back over to Luke Trope. Back and forth with Cowan. Just still content to hold on to it. Final 15 seconds now of the first. Back to Trope near half court. Holding on to it. Now back over for Burgess. And around. Oh, and a miscommunication turnover. Trope tried to get a quick connection feed to Cowan, but Cowan cut in. And the ball just sailed out of bounds to where Cowan was. So bad turnover there by the Titans. As now Stockbridge, with 8 seconds left, will have a chance at the last shot of the quarter. Inbound to Sandecki. Into the front court, around Cowan. Hand off to the corner. Back down low for Rochow. 2 seconds, 1 second. Dalton at the buzzer. Three, too strong. And that'll do it for the Big Chuck's Pizza first quarter. Stockbridge leading Lumen 11-8. Second quarter is next. You've got boys regional playoff basketball right here. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service and blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Now it's the second quarter, 11-8 lead for Stockbridge. Second quarter brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. Lumen Christie, quick jump shot was blocked away. Now a rebound and a score down low. Wes Learned on the dish from Burgess gets his first bucket off the bench, and Lumen now trails by one. Stockbridge up the floor. On the right wing for Zach Rogozinski. Back in the corner for Jacob Dalton. Dish down low for Henderson. And a foul before he went up with it. That's going to be against Luke Trope, his second. And now we're going to get Zach Trope onto the floor, replacing Luke Trope. About 30 seconds into this, Jennifer Scanlon in the Brokerage House second quarter from Ithaca High School. Stockbridge inbounding on the right side of the basket with Rogozinski. Lobbing it to the top of the key for Henderson, and he hands it off in turn to Noah Sandecki. Cuts, turns the corner, dish down low, wide open shot, up and in for Brock Rochow. He's got 6 points now for Stockbridge. Leading all players in scoring, and Stockbridge leads 13-10 over Lumen. 1 minute into the second quarter, swing it to the right side for Cowan. Closely guarded there by Dalton. Cowan trying to get around him. Pulls it back outside to Zach Trope. Zach Trope trying to guide his teammates. Trying to run their play. On the right for Cowan. Back for Trope. Now at the free throw line for Learn. Back in the corner. Three-pointer by Cowan. That's nothing but net. Ashton Cowan with his first bucket. We're tied at 13 in the Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House second quarter. Here from Ithaca. About 90 seconds in. as we got Jacob Dalton at the top of the key, closely guarded by Burgess. Cuts back to the right, now on the low block, trying to dish it down low for Rothschild with the bounce pass, but it's in traffic. Two players diving on it, and there's a jump ball forced between Rothschild and Burgess. And with the possession arrow, the possession's going to stay with Stockbridge, and it looks like we got a quick timeout by Stockbridge as well right after. 6:26 to go in the second quarter. We're tied at 13, back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
.6:26 to go in the first half of play, 13 all between Stockbridge and Lumen Christi in our boys' regional semifinal here at Ithaca. Stockbridge with the ball to the timeout, inbounding on the right side of the basket with Jacob Dalton on the baseline. Running out of time, able to get it into the corner for Rothschild, just in time. Now backing his guy down, back outside for Dalton. It'll restart the Stockbridge offense. Trying again to get it down low to Brock Rothschild. Gets it to him. Takes a dribble back outside. Rogozinski, three. Off the right side of the rim. Rebound loose. It's poked away, and Stockbridge gets it. They have a second chance. Up top, Rogozinski swinging it around. Near corner for Sandecki. Cut off on the low block. Popped it back outside for Henderson, and around to the right for Rogozinski. Down low, Rothschild takes a dribble. Down low for Henderson. Reverse layup in, and a foul. Got the nice roll on the front of the iron. And he'll have a chance to do a three-point play with the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw following the foul on Wes Learned. It's now 15-13 for Stockbridge. And playing Lumen very tough on both sides of the ball. As the and one free throw off the mark, it pokes out to the near corner on the right side. Nearly tracked down by Rogozinski for the offensive rebound, but he lost it out of bounds, and Lumen will in turn take over and go the other direction. Zach Trope inbounding in the backcourt for Cowan. Now a little bit of a half-court press by Jacob Dalton, just one-on-one. Now the rest of the Panthers coming in. Zach Trope into the front court quickly for Learned, and a turnover. Burgess, he expected Burgess in that near corner, but threw it to where he was, not to where he was going. So Lumen had a nice opportunity with nice passing to beat that half-court press and get a quick score, but just another unforced error there. As Stockbridge now going up the floor with Noah Sandecki, 15-13 lead Stockbridge. 5:35 to go in this. Jennifer Scanlon in the Brokerage House second quarter. Stockbridge now on the top. Rogozinski on the right, back into the near corner for Jacob Dalton. Pass fake in, goes back outside. Rogozinski down low for the big fella Rothschild. Quick dish to the near corner, trying to get Rothschild another look. And we've got an off-ball foul called against the Titans. I believe this is going to be on Ashton Cowan, trying to close out against Rothschild. It is Ashton Cowan. That's his first, team's third. And now we're going to get a substitution. Luke Trope back into the game, replacing the younger Zach. Luke Trope playing with two fouls. Zach Rogozinski on the right side of the block. Dishes outside to Jacob. Jacob Dalton now on the right elbow for Rothschild. Back down his defender. And now we got a travel call. He did score it, but it's not going to count. That's turned over. Lumen ball the other way. Give a quick shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Wolverine Seal Coating, and it will be Transit Mix. Lumen now on the right with Burgess, now at the free throw line, extended back outside for Cowan and for Luke Trope on the perimeter. Dribbles back around. Burgess on the right wing, takes a dribble, now at the right elbow for Crowley. Now one more pass down low for Kalahar, and he loses it. It's stolen away by Rogozinski, and the pass up ahead nearly intercepted by the Titans, but it's going to go out of bounds. Stockbridge taking over on the near sideline with a 15-13 lead over Lumen, 4:48 to go in the first half of play. It'll be Henderson now inbounding. Lobbing it to the far side with Sandusky. Dribbles to the top of the key. Looks like Lumen adjusting to a bit of a zone defense. Played a little bit of man earlier. Now on the left for Jacob Dalton. Back outside for Sandusky. Pass fake right. Hesitates. Looks like the Panthers are trying to adjust with this new zone defense they're seeing right now. On the left for Sandusky. Pass fake inside, now into the corner. Rogozinski, three, short. Offensive rebound down to Rochow. Poked loose. Oh, they're going to get the foul. Coach Josh Trope not happy with that call. Trying to say it was poked away cleanly, but instead that's going to be another Lumen foul. First of the game on Broden Burgess, his first, team's fourth. So Lumen's got to be careful. Every defensive foul the rest of the half is going to result in free throws for Stockbridge. Inbounding now on the left side of the basket. Back into the corner for Rochow and for Sandusky on the left wing. Trying to counter this zone defense. Rochow down low, right hook over the defender. No, and a foul on the rebound on Shannon Henderson over the back. Oh, they're actually going to get that one on Brock Rochow. His first. Team's first. Not many fouls in this one on Stockbridge. They've played a very clean game so far. 4:05 to go in the Jennifer Scanlon in the Brokerage House second quarter. Lumen trailing by two. Now moving it to the right for Cash Kalahar. Screen coming from Crowley. Through the lane, stopped at the free throw line. Back down low for Crowley. Trying to shuffle it away for Burgess, but he tracks it back to the corner. Through the lane, Euro step. Back outside, Trope driving on the baseline. Kicks it back outside. Callen, three. Nearly wedged, and it's short. Rogozinski pulls down the rebound. Stockbridge going up the floor again. Still leading 15-13 over the Titans. 3:35 to go in the first half. Henderson gets it on the right baseline. Faces up for a jumper, and that's too strong. Trying to score quickly there. Lumen now trying to go the other way. Dish down low for Burgess. Beneath the basket. Back outside. Kalahar, three. Off the heel. Three-pointer abandoning Lumen Christie, and it really never was there for Stockbridge in this game, so it's really developing into an interior game in this one. 3:10 to go in the first half. Stockbridge by two. Top of the key, Jacob Dalton. Met outside by Trope in this, what looks like now a 1-3-1 zone. Now on the left wing, back down low for Henderson. Turnaround, it scores over Crowley. Henderson now with six. And it's now a four-point Stockbridge lead. 2:50 to go in the first half of play. Luke Trope into the front court. Bounce pass back into the corner for Cowan. Cuts through the lane. Now has it on the left wing. Back outside for Crowley. Lumen just trying to break through the Stockbridge defense. They've got a couple scores here and there, but trying to go on a little bit of a run. Now outside for Timmy Crowley. Hands off to Luke Trope. Trying to restart the offense again. Now for Ashton Cowan on the right. Down low for Crowley. Left hook. That's blocked off the glass by Henderson. But the long rebound out to Trope. Back to the near corner. Crowley, three. Off the heel. This time it's rebounded by Jacob Dalton. Three-pointer going cold for the Titans. Layup on the left hand. That's off the mark by Rochow. Lumen trying to get out and running in transition. Two on two. Jump stop. Layup. Left hand. That's short by Burgess. And Sandusky quickly up the floor for Stockbridge, leading by four. Final 2 minutes of the first half of play. Second quarter brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon in the Brokerage House. Dish down low, Brock Rochow. Pass fake outside, trap beneath the basket. Back outside, Jacob Dalton, three. That's an air ball too strong. But an offensive rebound by Rochow, trying to save it, throwing it off of Crowley, but Crowley intercepted it. Layup in transition, up and in by Broden Burgess. His second score off the bench. He's got four, and now it's another two-point game. Stockbridge in front. Bounce pass down low. That's a bad pass. Noah Sandusky, a little bit too much power on that bounce pass. Towered right over Rochow and out of play. And it's a turnover. 1:20 left to go in the first half. And Lumen Christie, a full group substitution. Amarion Clay back into the game, as well as Wes Learned. Zach Trope now, as he brings the ball up the floor. For the Titans, Clay, screen on the right. Stops at the top of the key on the right for Cowan. Jab step back outside for Trope. Down low, Learned. Back outside, Trope. Deep three. Off the mark. Rebound tipped away, and it's going to be last touched by Wes Learned. And Stockbridge will go the other direction. 59 seconds to go in the first half. Two-point lead for the Panthers over the Titans in this regional semifinal here at Ithaca High School, just south of Mount Pleasant. About an hour, 20-minute drive for the Titans. About 2 hours if you include that Lansing construction traffic. And now we have a pass out of bounds. Jacob Dalton, he was going out of bounds trying to throw it off of Trope to keep possession. Looks like they give it to him. Stockbridge inbounding on the far sideline with Zach Rogozinski. Official now having an explanation there for Josh Trope. Head coach not liking that call. Now a quick inbound, that's intercepted for Learned. Up ahead for Clay. Layup on the right hand, up and in. And that's going to be the adjustment that Lumen Christie makes. Really trying to get those quick scores before the Stockbridge defense sets. We're tied at 17, 30 seconds left in the Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House second quarter. Dish to the near corner, Sandecki three. That's too strong. Rebound loose, it'll be last touched out of bounds by Stockbridge. Great defense by Lumen Christie. Again, that three-point shot has just not been there. For the Panthers, they haven't made a single one. All of their scores have been inside or at the line. Marion Clay to the bench, replaced by Timmy Crowley. And now Lumen, they'll likely hold for the final shot of the first half. Now 20 seconds and ticking as Luke Trope bringing the ball up the floor for the Titans. Holds in the jump ball circle near half court, guarded out there by Sandecki. Final 8 seconds of the first half. Pass fake out, dish down low, trying to get it to Callahard, stolen away. 1 second, and Brock Rothschild was too late to try to go down the floor and shoot that layup. So a very tightly contested first half. Both teams already making mid-game adjustments, and there are sure to be more adjustments to come at the halftime locker room as we are tied at 17. We're coming back in 2 minutes. You've got boys regional playoff basketball right here on Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, WKHM. Back in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We are back at Ithaca High School for live coverage of tonight's boys' regional semifinal between Stockbridge and Lumen Christie. We are tied at 17 as we now dive into the L&B Equipment Rental halftime report here on WKHM. Very close, very defensive neither team really able to carve out a lead or really go on any big run. Just very close between these two teams, and it's been already a little bit of a chess match out there in terms of adjustments, as initially Stockbridge really utilizing their size advantage on both sides of the floor with Brock Rothschild and Shannon Henderson, as they really tried to get into the paint, get those two isolated down low in order to get those easy scores over the shorter defender. Meanwhile, on defense, they're just trying to use their 2-3 zone to pretty much funnel everything from Lumen Christie into the paint, where Shannon Henderson is there waiting. They know he's going to block it. He's already got, I believe, a pair of blocks in this first half. So Lumen, again, they've since adjusted defensively. They started with a man defense. Now they've adjusted to a couple different zones. We've seen a 2-3 zone, a 3-2 zone, maybe a little 1-3-1 zone action in there defensively, trying to force Stockbridge to shoot a little bit more from the outside, which they have not had that three-point shot tonight. Haven't made a single one from downtown. Lumen's made a couple, but they did have a cold stretch there in that second quarter from deep, as they really adjusted pretty much to try to get out in transition, trying to get that defensive rebound secured as fast as possible, get out and running, and try to get those quick points before the Stockbridge defense could get set, which again is a feat easier said than done with just that size advantage that Stockbridge has. So I'd say both teams have had their share of open shots, especially from downtown, and could be a drastically different game right now at halftime if one of those teams able to get hot over the other one. But really, again, haven't seen a big run for either team. Just very defensive. Nice coaching on both sides for Josh Trope from Lumen Christie and Nate Watt from Stockbridge, as it was an 11-8 advantage for Stockbridge after one. Lumen Christie then came back with a 9-6 second quarter as the game really tightened up on both sides of the ball in order to come to our 17-17 tie. Well spread scoring, however, despite that low score for Lumen Christie. Five different players getting in on the action. Amarion Clay with five. We also got four off the bench from Broden Burgess. Three each from Luke Trope and Ashton Callen, and then two off the bench from Wes Learned. Meanwhile, on the other side of the ball for Stockbridge, all their points coming from three guys, specifically the two big guys that I mentioned, Shannon Henderson and Brock Rothschild. Both of them have 6 points. And then we also got 3 points from Zach Rogozinski. So keys for Lumen in the second half, they really need to, as I mentioned, they had the most success getting in transition, so they got to secure those defensive rebounds and get up the floor quickly. They already had a couple blown plays as well. They had a couple bad turnovers where they're trying to get out in transition, could have had a potentially easy score, but then just a bad turnover, bad pass, and that just kind of killed it. So haven't really been big mistakes, I would say, for both sides. Both sides have had their, what you would call, preventable turnovers, or, you know, unforced turnovers, if you will. But hasn't really been too killer. Neither team really getting a chance to take advantage of those turnovers as well. So for Lumen Christie, got to really get those defensive rebounds. Of course, starts at the defensive end, get those stops, and get out in transition, get those quick and easy scores. Obviously, if the three-point shot is open, you got to take it. With how many shooters this Lumen Christie team has, I mean, you got to take those shots when you get them. That's how this team has lived all season. And as the old saying goes, you live by the three, die by the three. But Lumen Christie usually has been good about getting those scores inside or getting a lot of quality looks inside. And they're able to drive and kick and set up those easy threes specifically from the corner. But just with that big presence down low with Shannon Henderson, a threat to block a shot at any time, that's really taken that inside game away from the most part. So when Lumen Christie gets inside, you can tell they try to somehow draw Henderson away from the basket and get a quick pass and then score down low. With that zone defense, kind of harder to get that help. But Lumen Christie, you know, try to get those transition scores, and if it's not there, if it's set up, just try to get those open shots, and you kind of have that feeling those threes will start falling eventually. Meanwhile, for Stockbridge, their key is just kind of try to get those guys down low, Henderson and Rothschild going. Lumen Christie's done a good job throwing a couple different defensive sets towards Stockbridge to try to get them, get the ball out of their hands, but Lubbock Christie got to be careful. They are baiting Stockbridge into a lot of three-pointers. Again, they didn't make a single one in the first half, but again, you never know. They could get hot at any time. So it's going to be very interesting to see what we get in the second half of play in terms of adjustments. And it could go either way. Definitely been a fun defensive battle so far for both of these teams, as that'll do it for the L&B Equipment Rental Halftime Report. Halftime score is 17-17, Lumen Christie and Stockbridge. When we come back in 2 minutes, we will have the second half for you right here on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public School. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Now in the Stockbridge Bowling Alley and Bar third quarter here from Ithaca High School. We're tied at 17, Lumen Christie and Stockbridge in our regional semifinal coverage this evening. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM as Lumen Christie now going from left to right on your radio dial with the first possession. Moving the ball around now, Timmy Crowley. Dish down low, it's going to be off the foot of Shannon Henderson with the kicked ball. It's going to stay right here with Lumen as they inbound on the right side of the basket. In the form of Timmy Crowley. Quick inbound to Kalahar and back to Cowan on the left elbow. He's stuck. Still a 2-3 zone here for Stockbridge. Driving through the lane for Luke Trope. Just down low for Clay. Back outside. Pump fake for Kalahar. Trying to get that three. Can't get it. Crowley steps in. Free throw line jumper. That's off right. Rebounded for Rochow. Long possession there. Patient possession there for Lumen. Got a quality shot too, but just couldn't fall. Just like they did in the first half, just a lot of those threes. Again, went cold for them in that second quarter. As Stockbridge, again, their first possession of the second half. Kicking it outside for Dalton, and now a foul on the entry pass. Trying to prevent Brock Rochow from getting that. That's going to be the first foul on Cash Kalahar. That's been key, as Lumen really couldn't get aggressive in that first half attacking the basket. Stockbridge only two total fouls in that first half. Now Stockbridge inbounding on the right side of the basket. Rogozinski into the free throw line, extended for Rochow and back for Rogozinski in the corner. Rochow gets it down low, triple teamed, back out to the perimeter for Dalton. Drives back for Henderson, near side. Now around outside for Rogozinski and Rochow down low. Back it down, his man, defender falls, and the blocking foul is going to be called. Timmy Crowley disagrees. Really, everybody on Lumen disagrees, trying to say that that was a travel call instead. And they're actually going to call it a shooting foul as well. On the block, as Timmy Crowley hit the deck trying to draw the charge. Now Josh Trope, head coach of the Titans, trying to get an explanation from the official. And I believe that was Timmy Crowley. Should have been his third. It was. And now at the line for two Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws, it's Brock Rothschild making the first one. He's now got 7 points to lead all scorers. And it's 18-17 for Stockbridge. One more free throw on the way. And he got it. He's got 8. Makes both Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws, and it's now 19-17 Stockbridge over Lumen. 90 seconds into this third quarter, brought to you by Stockbridge Bowling Alley and Bar. Top of the key, Cowan now on the left for Luke Trope. Back over for Cowan on the right. Bounce pass at the free throw line for Learned. Pump fake. Clay now outside. Back to the near side corner for Trope. Doesn't pull the long ball. Now back outside. Trope again takes the deep three. This time it's short. Clay going through the trees to get the offensive rebound, and then a foul immediately committed by Stockbridge. That's great perseverance there by Clay. And it's going to be a Zach Rogozinski foul, his first, team's first. Lumen inbounding on the right side of the basket with Ashton Cowan. Now lobbing it into Clay. Dribbles back to the corner for Cowan. And now for Clay at the top of the key. Couple dribbles back for Cowan. Right wing three. That's nothing but net. Boy, he needed that one. And the Titans in general needed that one. Then a steal on the inbound. Luke Trope scores. And the foul. Wow. Stockbridge trying to get the quick inbound. And Trope was there to anticipate. And he has a and one opportunity just like that. A quick potential 6-point turnaround for Lumen. They're now up by 3. Chance at the 3-point play. Rogozinski with the foul. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw off the mark by Trope. And Lumen now with a half-court press against Stockbridge. Now quick inbound up ahead for Rogozinski. Able to beat that press. Rothschild down low. Back outside. Rogozinski deep three. This time he makes it. The first long ball in the game for the Panthers. And we're tied at 22. Boy, this game just keeps getting more and more interesting as we go along. And that's how these regionals can go this deep in the postseason. Trope back outside for Cowan. Drives through the lane. Stopped. Trying to find Learned down low. And the bounce pass a little bit low. And he couldn't really corral it. It goes out of bounds. That's a turnover. Stockbridge going the other direction. And now going to get another half-court press by the Titans. 5:20 to go in this Stockbridge Bowling Alley and Bar third quarter. 22 all from Ithaca High School. Now up ahead for Noah Sandecki. Double teamed in the backcourt. Lobbing it out of bounds. Pass too high for Jacob Dalton. And that's going to be another turnover. That's what Lumen wants with those presses. As we got Broden Burgess into the game, sending Wes Learned to the bench. Now Amarion Clay inbounding on the near sideline. Stockbridge not pressing right now. They tried to press a little bit there, but backing off for now. Still in their 2-3 zone. Luke Trope, top of the key. Now back to the right for Broden Burgess. Back for Trope. Takes a deep three. That one's short. Rebound for Jacob Dalton. That one from the volleyball line. And now we got an offensive foul. Jacob Dalton. Amarion Clay in the right position, right time. And it doesn't help Dalton. He had a little bit of that elbow thrown out to try to clear out space. Just with how fast the play was, I don't think Clay was really in position. But just with that elbow, that's not going to help Dalton's case. And that's his second foul. And a turnover with the offensive foul. 4:55 to go in the third. 22 all. Lumen ball, right side, Burgess back outside for Clay, and Burgess on the right steps into the elbow at the free throw line, shuffles back out for Clay, and then once more for Trope. Down low for Cowan, double teamed quickly on the baseline, pulls it back outside, swings it back to the other corner. Trope gets it, drives through. Now on the right side, Cowan pump fake. Good closeouts by Stockbridge to prevent these open threes. Now a step back, Cowan three. That one short. Offensive rebound for Kalahar, lobbing it back near half court for Trope. A second chance for the Titans. Broden Burgess back for Trope, drives through the lane. Jumper on the left. Elbow is good over Henderson. Trope with 7. And now Lumen by 2. 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Half court press is beaten, leading to the corner for Rogozinski. Pump fake doesn't take the three. Defense recovers quickly. Nice job by Lumen. Hustling back. Lob down low for Rothschild. He scores easily. as Kalahar trying to come in and intercept that pass. Rothschild with 10 now, first player in double digits, and we're tied at 24. 3:45 to go in the Stockbridge Bowling Alley and Bar third quarter. Blumenball, Clay, free throw line for Cowan, double teamed on the zone. Trying to clear out Clay in the corner, quick dish down low, and now trying to shuffle back outside. Trope, wide open on the right wing, three off the front iron. Long rebound out for Sandecki, two on two the other way. Stockbridge, Sandecki, layup, yes. That's his first bucket, and now a quick timeout called by the Panthers. 26-24 lead for Stockbridge over Lumen. 3:22 to go in the third. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication.
We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
After the timeout, 3:22 to go in the third quarter. Stockbridge leads Lumen Christie 26-24 in the regional semifinals at Ithaca High School. Continuing the Stockbridge Bowling Alley and Bar third quarter as Lumen Christie up top with Amarion Clay. Turning around, jump shot, good at the free throw line from Ashton Cowan. Now he's got 8 points, and Lumen Christie starting to get scores more regularly, but so is Stockbridge. Going back and forth here, 26 all, 3 minutes left in the third. Top of the key for Jacob Dalton. Now near half court, swings it back to the left and then back for Dalton. Now on the right for Rogozinski, back into the corner, Sandecki sidesteps the defender, down low for Henderson, and back up top for Rogozinski. Pass deflected by Clay, but it leads to Dalton wide open. Three-pointer is short, goes to Clay in the corner, leaking out in transition. Trope, one-on-one, fast break, and he's able to score as the defender, Dalton, just flying by him, trying to block it. Nice pump fake and score for Trope, who's now got 9, and Lumen now back in front, 28-26. 2:20 left in the Stockbridge Bowling Alley and Bar third. Stockbridge, Dalton, dish down low, trying to find Henderson, stolen away by Kalahar. Lumen, pull up three in transition. Trope, that's off right. Bit of a tough shot, a rough shot, a rushed shot. And now Stockbridge going the other way. Boy, that would have been big if he did make it, though. Now rushing in for Dalton on the right, swarmed by Lumen defenders. Back in the corner for Sandecki and down low for Rothschild. Kicks back out for Dalton on the near side. Three-pointer, Rogozinski off the heel. Long rebound goes out to Sandecki, and he pulls it back out to the corner. Second chance for Stockbridge, fires the three, banks it in. Wow! Sandecki with 5. That's a big one for the Panthers, leading now 29-28 over Lumen. 90 seconds left in the Stockbridge Bowling Alley and Bar third quarter. Lumen moves it down low for Kalahar, trying to kick out for Burgess, drives through the lane, jump stop, shuffles it at the free throw line. Cowan, tough layup, up and in over the bigger Henderson. That is a tough score for Cowan. Oh my, 10 points. And now a 30-29 Lumen lead, back and forth. You can't get any closer than this in the regional semifinals, ladies and gentlemen. Just over a minute to go in the third. Just down low, Henderson, he scores easily. Nice ball movement, able to get free beneath the basket against this Lumen zone defense. And just like that, Stockbridge in front by 1. Lumen, top of the key. Luke Trope back over for Burgess. Now Cowan at the left elbow, trying to decide what to do. Pulls it back outside. And now off to the left, Burgess fires the 3. That's wide right. Stockbridge rebound there for Rothschild. 39 seconds left in the Stockbridge Bowling Alley and Bar third quarter. Now for Rothschild, back outside. Rogozinski, 3, off the mark. Rebound for Cowan. Lumen trying to push the pace here. Jump stop through the lane. Cowan, layup, off the mark. Couldn't finish there. Had a nice opportunity for the quick score. Dalton now with 19 seconds left in the third. Stockbridge down low. Rothschild, right hook, off the glass and in. He's got 12, and it's a 3-point Stockbridge lead. 10 seconds left in the third. Clay back outside for Trope, looking for a screen on the right, dribbles through the lane, back to the corner. Three-pointer, Kalahar at the buzzer, off the mark. And that does it. Through three quarters, 33-30, Stockbridge leads over Lumen Christi. A very interesting fourth quarter to come. You've got live playoff basketball, boys regional semifinals, back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Good morning, Jackson. Skylar Harris here, your local realtor with the Brokerage House. Spring is just around the corner, and I'm beyond excited for the spring market to kick into full gear. Ready to make your next move your best move? Let me put my expertise to work for you. Whether it's getting top dollar when you sell or negotiating the best deal on your dream home, give me, Skylar Harris, a call to make your next move the right one. The Brokerage House, downtown Jackson at 100 South Jackson Street, Suite 102, or check me out at soldbysky.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Fourth and final quarter from Ithaca High School, brought to you by Eaton Community Bank Stockbridge Branch. Stockbridge leading Lumen Christi 33-30 in our regional semifinals. Not only a final quarter of this game, but could be the final quarter for one of these teams. Very hard-fought season, very hard-fought game. Stockbridge with the first possession. The pass is poked out of bounds. And they'll inbound in front of their own bench on the far sideline with Sandecki. Bounce pass into Henderson. Back outside for Dalton. Closely guarded by Clay in the zone. And now back outside. Good, fierce closeout by Cowan. And he's rushed into a turnover. Trope with the interception. Down low for Burgess. And he travels. Trying to quickly catch the ball and drive through the lane, but didn't put the ball on the floor soon enough before he took too many steps. Now a full court press from the Titans. Inbound to Stockbridge. Sandecki able to quickly get it into the front court, and he's chased into the corner. Bounce pass outside. It's stolen away. Callen. Now Lumen Christi. They'll slow it down quickly. They don't want to be rushing to another bad shot. Callen steps in for a mid-range jumper, and he scores at the free throw line. Wow, Callen with a big bucket. He is coming alive in the second half, and he has a chance at the end. One brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning on the free throw. He could tie the game with a free throw make right here. Fouls on Noah Sandecki, his first, team's first. Now Callen, free throw, can't convert the three-point play. It's rebounded by Rochow as Stockbridge hanging on to a one-point lead over Lumen in the regional semifinals. Pass down low from Rochow to Henderson is out of bounds. Bad turnover there by Stockbridge. Had a couple of turnovers on their first few possessions of this fourth quarter, brought to you by Eaton Community Bank Stockbridge Branch. We're 1 minute into the fourth. And now Lumen with another try to take the lead. Clay back into the corner. Three ball up. That's one short there by Timmy Crowley. The rebound down to Dalton. Stockbridge by one, working up the floor with Jacob Dalton. And Lumen will get back quickly. Had a little bit of a half-court press up the floor. Now for Henderson in the corner. Rochow down low. Kicks it back outside for Rogozinski. Dalton, near side corner. Sandecki looking down low for Henderson. Can't get it to him. Back outside for Rogozinski. Trying to get around Trope, back to the far side for Rochow, able to collect it in front of his own bench. And now Stockbridge will try to restart their offense. Back over on the bounce pass to Sandecki. Cuts through the lane, trying to kick back outside. And now up top for Dalton. Dalton back to the near side corner. Now to the top of the key, back over for Rogozinski. Now at the free throw line for Rochow, backing down his man, kicks to the corner for Sandecki, down low for Rochow, double teamed, and he travels! Oh my! Traveled on his way to that score, so the bucket won't count. And another Stockbridge turnover. Lumen, another chance to take the lead here. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, brought to you by Eaton Community Bank Stockbridge Branch. Lumen Christie in the corner. Back for Amarion Clay, and it's poked away from behind, stolen by Rogozinski. Goes to Sandecki in the corner, and down low for Henderson, wide open, who scores off the glass. He's got 10, and Stockbridge with a big weight off their shoulders there after several turnovers. Now leading by 3, 5.5 to go in the game. Trope back and forth with Burgess on the right side of the floor. Now going to the left side with Clay. Free throw line for Cowan. Penn goes for the shot fake and then pass down low in the cut for Clay. It's tipped out of bounds by Stockbridge. Lumen will now inbound on the right side of the basket. But first, Coach Josh Trope taking the timeout. We're going to step aside. Back in 30 seconds. 5:22 to go in the fourth. Stockbridge by 3 on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
.522 to go in the Eaton Community Bank Stockbridge Branch fourth quarter. 35-32 Stockbridge over Lumen. Lumen bounce pass on the inbound and right beneath the basket. Ashton Cowan somehow got wide open. Henderson turned around like with a shrug of his shoulders, like, where was his teammate? Where was his help? Lumen trails by 1, and now Amarion Clay commits the foul against Noah Sandecki, trying to poke it out of bounds. He's not happy with that call. That's his first personal foul, first team foul only. Lumen cleaning up the fouls after a lot of fouls in the first half, not as many in the second half. Now Stockbridge leading by 1, moving the ball around the perimeter. Rochow at the top of the key. Back to the right side for Rogozinski. Guarded by Trope on the zone. Actually looks like a little bit more of a man defense. Back outside Rogozinski. Front iron missed on the 3, but an offensive rebound by Rochow. Back outside for Zandecki in the corner. Rochow down low. Back outside 3-pointer Rogozinski. This time he got it. He's got 9, and it's a big lead now for Stockbridge. 4 points, big at this stage of the game, I should say, with how close this has been. 2-possession lead, massive. 4.5 to go in this one. Now up top for Crowley for Lumen. Steps in for a free throw line jumper off the mark by Cowan. Rebound tipped out. Good tip by Clay. Now a Cowan 3 off left. Rebound loose, and it comes down to Rogozinski. Full court pressure from Lumen, and we got a foul in the backcourt against the Titans. It's against Luke Trope, his third. Second team foul. And Stockbridge going up the floor again, leading by 4 points. 4:13 to go in the Eaton Community Bank Stockbridge Branch fourth quarter. Half court pressed by the Titans. Trying to force a turnover here. Dribbling into the front court, Sandecki able to beat that press. Pulls it back outside, quick double team. Now swing it to the left, Rogozinski, wide open 3. Got it. Wow, that's a gut punch. He's got 12, made back-to-back long balls. And just like that, it's a 7-point Stockbridge lead. 4 minutes to go. Lumen Christie needs to call a timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. You've got boys regional semifinal basketball on WKHM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back-to-back three-pointers by Zach Rogozinski, turning a one-point lead into a seven-point lead for Stockbridge. Lumen Christie out of the timeout with the ball with 3:45 to go in the game. Clay in the corner. He answers with the three ball in the corner. You can never count out the Titans, especially after that last game against Hanover Horton, double overtime. And Hanover and now Lumen Christie trailing by just 4 points and out of bounds. Lost out of bounds by Sandecki. Great double team into the front court by Cowan and Burgess. And Lumen Christie taking over. Great execution out of that timeout. Lumen Christie can cut it down to a one-possession game with a score here. They trail by four in the Eden Community Bank Stockbridge branch fourth quarter. Cowan through the lane, down low for Crowley. Pass fake out. Now back in the corner. Burgess travels. Caught the ball. That's his second travel call in the second half. Just too many times. Just a little bit too quick to put the ball to really get going before you put the ball on the floor. And now full court pressure coming from Lumen. 3:18 to go. And now bad pass in the open floor. Crowley gets it. Layup is good on the left hand. Good time for his first bucket. Now just a 2-point Stockbridge lead. And now we got a screen. Henderson sends a Titan to the deck. Now through the lane for Dalton. Dish down low for Henderson. And a big foul down low for Crowley. He is vouching for the jump ball. But a loss. He is going to get the call. And now, big free throws right here by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning from Shannon Henderson. Oh, they're going to give it to Luke Trope on the foul, his fourth. Wow. All right, Henderson, so far with 10 points. Two big free throws. Makes the first one. Makes it a 3-point Stockbridge lead with 3:03 to go in the fourth quarter. One more free throw on the way. Missed it. And rebounded by Lumen. Trailing by three. 3 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Brought to you by Eaton Community Bank Stockbridge Branch. Trope on the right. Lobbing it to the near side. Bad pass. But not able to save it. Trying to save it. But it goes right to Jacob Dalton. Quickly in the front court. Layup. Good on the left hand by Sandecki. Sloppy play by Lumen. Leading to some easy scores for Stockbridge, leading now by five. 2.5 to go in the fourth. Now at the free throw line, Cowan back outside. Clay, three. Yes! Two big threes in the fourth quarter by Amarion Clay. Brings Lumen within two again. Down but not out. And now Stockbridge needs to call timeout. 2:25 to go in the fourth. We're going to leave it right here just with the time left in the game. This one's getting intense. 2:25 to go in the fourth, and we've seen this tape before. Of course, on Friday, double overtime, Hanover Horton by five with 90 seconds left, and then Lumen Christie able to get those steals and those quick scores, able to eventually take the lead and hold on for good. So Stockbridge here leading by 7 points with about 4 minutes left, and just like that in a 90-second stretch, Lumen able to cut it to two. And in that stretch, they've had some bad turnovers themselves, leading to some easy Stockbridge scores. But Lumen, on both sides of the ball, starting to heat up at the right time. But big back-to-back long balls by Clay, again, to cut into that lead. Stockbridge 44, Lumen Christie 42. 2:25 to go in the Eaton Community Bank Stockbridge branch fourth quarter, as it'll be Stockbridge ball out of the timeout. Lumen still has three timeouts, Stockbridge just one. And now full court pressure coming for the Titans. Rogozinski trying to get the inbound, able to get it into Dalton. Quickly into the front court, bounce pass into the corner for Sandecki. And outside for Rogozinski, three. That one's off right, and a rebound by Cowan. Foul in the backcourt on the Panthers. That's going to be on Noah Sandecki, his second. Just the second team foul. And now Lumen going up the floor. They can tie or take the lead on this possession. Boy, big one right here. Luke Trope into the front court. Back to the right for Burgess. Back for Trope. Now on the left for Amarion Clay. Just swinging it around the perimeter. Trying to get something against this 2-3 zone by Stockbridge. Trope, Clay, free throw line for Cowan. Pass fake out. Drives through the lane. Stops. Back to the corner. Three-pointer up and in! Timmy Crowley, big bucket in the corner, Lumen by one, less than 2 minutes left. Henderson down low, short, gets his own rebound, off the mark, rebounded by Crowley, and now Lumen, they can build a little bit of a lead here, leading by one, 90 seconds left in the fourth quarter, brought to you by Eaton Community Bank, Stockbridge Branch. On the right, Cowan at the free throw line for Crowley, turns around back outside for Cowan, Lumen. Trying to take their time in this possession, but they need a score. They can't really kill the clock left with just a one-point lead. Now Cowan crosses over, double-teamed, dish to the corner for Trope, back outside for Burgess and for Cowan. Now 65 seconds left. Cowan, handoff back outside for Burgess and then for Cowan. Double-teamed, Stockbridge trying to muscle it away, and a jump ball forced by Dalton, and that's going to lead to a possession, or did Lumen call timeout? We'll see. No. Believe it's a jump ball, so it will be Lumen ball. Inbound on the far side for Amarion Clay. 58 seconds left in the fourth. Lumen by one, and the ball over Stockbridge in the regional semifinal. Burgess, pass up ahead for Crowley, splits the defenders, and now a foul from the Stockbridge Panthers. That one coming against Zach Rogozinski, his third, team's third. Still two fouls to give before Lumen goes to the line. Lumen still inbounding. Amarion Clay on the far sideline. Again, I think Lumen needs a bucket here. Now a quick inbound for Crowley. Dribbles to the top of the key. Nearly lost the dribble into the corner for Trope. Back outside for Burgess. Burgess holds on to it. Back for Trope in the corner for Clay. Wide open, doesn't take it. Maybe they are killing the clock. Now back to the other corner. They are killing it. 35 seconds. Cowan through, and another foul by Rogozinski. That's his fourth, team's fourth, and now we got one more foul until Lumen Christie goes to the line. And now Stockbridge going to call time, going to try to talk things over. That is, I believe, their final timeout. I'm not sure. But once again, we're going to leave it right here. 34 seconds left. Lumen Christie on a late run. They trailed by 7 points. And since then, able to go on a 10-3 run to now lead by 1 point here in the Eaton Community Bank Stockbridge Branch fourth quarter. My, oh my, have a sneaking suspicion that this one is far from over. With 34 seconds left, I mean, we got a lot of, I mean, only one more foul to go until Stockbridge sends Lumen Christie to the line. Could see a lot of free throws, and wow. But Lumen, down but not out. That's been the MO for them. Again, we saw that against Hanover Horton, able to dig out of a 5-point hole in 90 seconds to win that one in double OT. And now here, in a 90-second stretch, they were able to turn a 7-point deficit into a 2-point deficit in a big three in the corner by Timmy Crowley, able to give Lumen Christie the 1-point lead now. And now Lumen Christie trying to hang on. Now inbounding on the near sideline as the timeout is over. Get it in cleanly. No turnovers right here. Quick inbound near half court for Cowan, and he is going to be fouled immediately. So Ashton Cowan at the line for two. Two huge Aspen 1 Hour heating and air conditioning free throws. Fouls on Shannon Henderson, his first, but team fifth in the penalty. The bonus for Lumen Christie. Ashton Cowan so far with 14 points to lead the Titans in scoring. First free throw, yes! 2-point lead for the Titans. One more on the way. He gets it. Deep breath. Second one. No good. It's off right. 30 seconds left. Stockbridge moving up the floor, trailing by two. Into the front court. They're going to call a timeout. We're going to leave it right here as well. Stockbridge. We'll see if they hang on to it. And they try to run the clock down. Lumen does have a foul to give. So if Stockbridge does decide to run the clock down, maybe they can try to sneak in a quick foul to try to throw them off their play. Or could Stockbridge go for a quick score and try to just take what's available? Very interesting decisions to be made by both head coaches, Nate Lott for Stockbridge and Josh Trope for Lumen Christi. But wow, this is exactly what you want out of playoff basketball. Two very good teams going at it. We mentioned Lumen Christi knocked off Stockbridge earlier in the season, but that was way back in December. You almost have to just forget about that one because it's the playoffs regionals, no less. Anything could happen. And Stockbridge proving they're a much improved team since then. Timeout subsides. 27 seconds left in the Eaton Community Bank Stockbridge branch fourth quarter. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Lammert Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, and Bailey Excavating. Stockbridge inbounding on the far sideline. Trailing by two, 27 seconds left. Brock Rothschild, the inbounder. Inbound quickly to Dalton. Dalton hanging on to it. He's guarded by Clay. Trying to lob it down low for Rothschild, and it's out of bounds. What is he doing? Oh, no. Bad turnover. Lumen ball up by two, 21 seconds left, full court press from Stockbridge. No turnovers for Lumen, bounce pass in for Trope. Now trying to stop them from getting in the front court. Now we got a quick foul. Now Crowley going to the line. If he makes both, wow, that would be a big dent in Stockbridge's chances here. But if he misses both or makes one of two, then Stockbridge we'll have a chance to respond, but a bad turnover there. Crowley, first Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw. Yes! 6 points for Timmy Crowley, and he's got one more. Can make it a two-possession lead. No! 3-point lead for Lumen, 15 seconds left. Stockbridge quickly into the front court. Jacob Dalton has it. Guarded by Clay. Harassed by him. 8 seconds left. Crowley. Quick guarded. Dalton back in the corner. 3 seconds left. Step through. Back outside. Rothschild. Now Rogozinski. Too late at the buzzer, and it's off anyways. It's off. Lumen Christi. They do it again. And they stun the Stockbridge Panthers. 47-44 at Ithaca High School in the regional semifinals. Oh my goodness. Wow, what a game for both teams, but Lumen Christi, just incredible perseverance. Stockbridge finally getting the three ball to work in the fourth quarter, take a 7-point lead into a timeout with 4 minutes left. Lumen immediately turns it around in the next 90 seconds, trails by two. And then Timmy Crowley coming through in the clutch. Big three in the corner. Gives his team a 1-point lead. And then Ashton Cowan and Timmy Crowley with those timely free throws able to give a little bit of cushion, forcing Stockbridge to have to shoot a three. And they can't even get one off. Great swarming defense down the stretch by the Titans. As that starts, of course, the Big Chuck's Pizza post-game show here on WKHM again. Final score 47-44, Lumen Christi over the Stockbridge Panthers. Just my, oh my. Incredible, incredible play for both these teams in order to come out. Both teams a chance to win down the stretch. But it was Lumen Christi. Just time and time again, able to make those big plays. It's like down the stretch, when they went down seven, it was kind of like we all thought back to that double overtime game against Hannibal Horton. It's like, hey, we've been here before. You can never count out Lumen Christi at any point because they could flip that switch at any time, and they did there. That big 10-3 run to just turn it all around, and then now able to make those plays down the stretch for the win. So again, it was very close the whole way. Defensive chess match. 11-8 lead for Stockbridge after one, and then a 17-17 tie at halftime. Stockbridge then outscored Lumen 16-13 in the third to take a 33-30 lead into the fourth quarter, where Lumen Christie 17-11 in order to get the big 3-point win. Final score totals for the Titans, led by Ashton Cowan, 15 points. He has been terrific in the postseason, and he came alive there in the second half. Marion Clay, a big 11 points, had a couple big 3-pointers there in that fourth quarter to key that little run late. Luke Trope with 9, Timmy Crowley with 6, Roden Burgess with 4, and Wes Learned with 2. Meanwhile, for Stockbridge, leading scorer, 12 points apiece, Zach Rogozinski and Brock Rochow. Rochow down low, Rogozinski from the perimeter. Shannon Henderson with 11 points down low, and then Noah Sandecki with 7. But Stockbridge, oh man, what a tough way for them to end their season. They, again, had a chance, down 2 with about 15 seconds left, and then just a bad turnover trying to find Rochow or Henderson down low, but neither of them moved, and the pass just sailed out of bounds. And then that's when Lumen able to get it into Timmy Crowley. He made 1 of 2 to make it a 3-point game, and then, of course, Stockbridge not able to get one from there. But, wow, Stockbridge, they're going to be kicking themselves for a while after this one. Just bad turnovers there in that fourth quarter, and Lumen Christie able to take advantage. So Lumen Christie moving on to the regional championship tomorrow. Stockbridge, unfortunately, they terrific season will end at 20-5, and they go down in the regional semifinal to this Lumen Christie team. They grow their record on the season to 22-3 overall in the season. Once again, final score, Lumen Christie 47, Stockbridge 44. That'll do it for tonight's game. Up next in the regional championship on Thursday, Lumen Christie taking on Ovid LC at 7 with live coverage right here on these airwaves. That will again wrap up the Big Chuck's Pizza postgame show. We want to give another shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Big thank you. American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Fuller's ChemDry, Big Chuck's Pizza, Brokerage House, and Jennifer Scanlon, Stockbridge Bowling Alley and Bar, Eaton Community Bank, Stockbridge, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and L&B Equipment Rental. One more time, final score, 47-44, Lumen over Stockbridge. Lumen taking on Ovid LC on Thursday. For Kiara Rombayer back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of high school postseason basketball on WKHM.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's ChemDry.